We begin with football, and the Czech Republic have beaten China 4-1 in a game to decide third place in the four-nation China Cup in Nanning. The Czechs initially fell behind on Monday in the country's first ever game against China, the world's most populous state but footballing minnows. However, the Czech Republic managed to turn things around in the second half when Tomáš Kalas, Patrik Šik and Mikhail Krmenčík all found the net in a four-minute period, before Pavel Kadeřábek made it four in the 78th minute. Three of those players had been brought on as substitutes. Against China, coach Karel Yaralim made several changes from the side that previously had been beaten 2-0 by Uruguay. The South Americans' goals came from world names Suarez and Cavani, and Yaralim's claim that the result could have been the other way around if the Czechs had possessed both players caused some amusement here at home. However, the Czechs, who missed out on the summer's World Cup in Russia, have been going through a relatively positive spell, with Monday's win the fifth in their last six outings. At the start of June, they'll test their strength against Australia and Nigeria during a training camp in Austria. Tennis, and Petra Kvitova has reached the fourth round at the Miami Open. The world number nine overcame Sofia Kenin of the US 3-6, 6-2, 6-4 in a two-hour battle on Sunday. The Czech will now face the Latvian Jelena Ostapenko, who's ranked fifth in the world, for a place in the semi-finals. Finally, ice hockey, and the lineup for the semi-final playoffs in the Extraliga is almost complete. Pilsen will play three nets in one best-of-seven series after the latter has sealed their quarter-final playoff against Pardubice with a whopping 8-1 win on Sunday. On the other side of the draw, first to progress Kometa Brno will take on either Hradec Králové or Liberec. Those clubs are tied on three wins apiece and will face off in a decider on Monday evening. That's after the recording of our programme.